Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Uptempo Talks, brought to you by Runners Connect. I'm Coach Stone Bellis.
I'm Coach Rory Moynihan.
Today, we are going to talk to you about surges, the origins of them, how they are played out in workouts, and ultimately how you can include them in your training going forward. So, Rory, tell us about where surges may have started or originated from.
Totally. I don't know if you can attribute them to a specific coach. I'd say they are very similar. They have some links to fartleks. But typically when I think of surges, I envision the race strategy often used by elite runners or pro runners. You can use it though if you're a back of the pack runner. It doesn't really matter. But the idea is you'll most often see it play out on like the world stage, perhaps like an Olympic race. It can be used differently, but basically it's a burst of speed ranging from like 30 to 60 seconds. It's going to be significantly faster than whatever that race pace is. And it's employed by the runner for various reasons. So I've seen some athletes do it really early on in the race, and they know they're faster than the field and they just want to run solo and set their own pace. So they'll just kind of blast it for like maybe 20 seconds. They create a gap and they run the remainder of the race up front.
When you're already competing at a really high level and you're in the middle of that race, it is really hard to ask yourself for more when somebody starts to break off. And a lot of times that surge is really important to go with because that can separate that lead person and the rest of the pack. And so you have to have a lot of confidence to do this. You have to be really investing and know that, hey, I'm gonna go with this person. It's gonna be unsustainable for a little bit. But ultimately, if you don't go with the surge, you get dropped, you get put off the pace. There's a lot of issues that come with, you know, not going with that person. But a lot of times you might not have the gas to go with that person, or you might not have done the training to be able to go with that person. So this is definitely a way in which you as a runner can put yourself above other athletes from time to time, you know, when it comes to, hey, like I've got this confidence, I can take this risk. I'm going to try to see if it pays off, you know, surge for 30 to 40 seconds and, you know, or 20 seconds, however long you want to do it, and see how that plays out, because a lot of people can be very mentally, you know, it's a weak spot. You know, when you're pushing yourself really hard, you become very mentally unstable sometimes.
True.
To be able to, you're just riding this fine line. So surges are a way to exploit that and to, you know, put yourself above other competition.
Yeah, I like that you mentioned it's kind of a mental tactic, almost can crush the spirit of the competitor.
Absolutely.
And just to get back to the two kind of strategies, I guess there's a few.
Yeah.
So you can do it. I've referenced doing it early on. And then in the later stages of a race, it can be very devastating to recover from that. Let's say you've been running a marathon with a competitor for many miles and just out of nowhere, they suddenly go from, I don't know, 520 pace to 450 pace. Mm-hmm. It can really mess with that other runner mentally, and it can kind of be the nail in the coffin just to make that final move and just to separate heading to the finish.
You see it in a ton of the majors and major marathon majors. You see it early on, you see it in the middle of the race, you see it at the end of the race. It's all just about separating yourself from your opponent. Yeah. So what other ways can we implement surges? So obviously, you know, a lot of us aren't going to be competing for top spots on at the World Marathon Majors, of course.
And it doesn't help. There's no races right now, pretty much.
Right, right. So, you know, kind of how can we employ this as people who may be more mid-packers, or we have our own set goals that aren't to win the race, but maybe to, you know, get a training effect from it? Mm-hmm. You know, what are some ways that we can do that?
Well, I think we're going to get into some specific workouts.
Yeah.
There's a really bread and butter workout that we do with our Runners Connect athletes, especially those training for the marathon. But I think you can start just by mixing them into like an easy, shorter run. So it's going to feel kind of like a fartlek, but the idea is you give a little bit more time in between just to recover from that effort, because the fartlek has a different intent with the workout. But anyway, it can just be a short little burst. And a lot of times it can just serve as an opportunity to wake up the legs and energize them. Because I know a lot of us get into this rut where, especially now, we're just doing easy run after easy run and the legs just start to feel kind of stale.
Yeah, I'm sure we've all had those really slow warm-ups where you just kind of feel really stale. Like things just don't seem like they're connecting very well. Muscle tension is very low. You just don't feel like you have much pop. Another, you know, way to kind of wake up the system would be to do some surges and kind of just try to wake up a little bit more, try to get the muscles a bit more tense. One of the ways that, you know, we often help increase this muscle tension is through doing strides, but doing things like surges on an easy run or a warm up or something along those lines can really help wake up the system. Another way that we can add surges into our training is as a means of bridging the long foundational easy run phase of training into that next phase, the more when you start to introduce workouts. So by adding surges, you're basically allowing, you know, speed work in disguise, allowing yourself small doses of effort within a long run or within an easy run to begin to introduce your body to beginning flooding with some of those waste products, some of the lactate, whatever it is, and, you know, slowly working over time to extend those and then turn those into more formal workouts. It's a great way for you to bridge the easy running of your plan to the next steps in the workout. And I think you had just mentioned it, but, you know, one of the other reasons that we can include surges is specific speed and specific strength, especially for a half marathon or a marathon distance. Do you want to walk us through maybe what is a workout that we do with Runners Connect that helps introduce this, and how is it introduced?
Yeah. So like you said, it's going to show up really early on in our training. So after you've gotten used to, let's say you're getting up to maybe 16 to 18 mile long runs in preparation for a marathon, what you'll see is we'll start to incorporate this before as a bridge to those harder workouts.
Yes.
It may look like, let's say, 7 by 90 second surges at a pace that's, I want to say, like 30 to 40 seconds faster.
It
gets to a minute faster.
Typically, we would do it between, you know, 10K to threshold type of effort. Sometimes faster, sometimes a little bit slower, but usually around threshold.
Okay, so yeah. Threshold effort. And then there's going to be about 5 minutes of recovery in between. And this, of course, would be returning to your previous easy pace to prepare for the next surge.
Yeah, and a lot of times what we do is we find that the athletes, and we've experienced it ourselves, that 5 minutes between will typically be a bit easier too. It'll feel easier and you might be running faster. So like Rory was saying, it's a great way of introducing some work into the long run and just getting your body used to running faster, engaging more with the distance, with the volume. And this is going to be specifically related to the marathon and what you're going to have to be doing for that entire 26.2 miles. So by including and introducing some speed within your workouts, and within those long runs, you're slowly getting better at, you know, buffering some of those waste products, getting stronger within the long run, and just mentally preparing yourself for a hard 26.2 miles on race day.
And we should note, maybe there's some athletes who aren't with us and want to try it out. Typically, it's going to come in the later miles of the long run.
Mm-hmm.
You can start them midway, depending how many surges you're going to include. I referenced doing 7 by 90 seconds. So
that's a good start.
Good place to start.
Yeah, and a lot of times that will extend as well. And you can include this within 5 and 10K training as well as a way of just introducing some other areas, some other facets of training that can help support the overall picture. But for the marathon, very specific speed and strength that you know, comes with doing quality and doing quality within the long run, within the volume itself. So incredibly helpful. You know, I think another option that we have, especially for people who are on the track, or maybe running a 5 or 10K event, is we like to do hammer intervals, which is in a way a surge itself. So essentially what a hammer interval is that you're going to run a specific, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 at pace. And then maybe number 7 of that rep will be like an all out rep or a really hard rep. And that's just trying to get your body, you know, flooded with that lactate and just, you know, kind of really hurting so that now that you have to recover quickly and do one more rep after that and try to, you know, get your body to jump forward a bit and recover faster and thus be stronger, faster, more efficient because of it.
Yeah, that's a good time to make a plug. I have a specific YouTube video I created about hammer intervals and how to execute them. So I'll put a link in the description.
Right. So yeah, I mean, surges have a lot of application within our training, right? Whether it's, again, to to take advantage of the competition to try to win a race, right? To really put yourself out there and break the other people in the field. Or maybe it's to introduce workouts, or maybe it's even to further those workouts that you're already doing. So a lot of great stuff that you can do with surges, very similar to fartleks in style, but definitely something that we include in our training at Runners Connect and that we highly advise when it comes to just trying to get better and introducing new things to our body.
Might as well keep this one short and sweet.
Yep.
If you want to get more information, I reference the YouTube video that we have on our channel. So, of course, if you're listening to the podcast, I know you should be subscribed to our channel. We also have a couple blog posts that come up. If you just type in surges Runners Connect or hammer intervals Runners Connect, you should get to it pretty quickly. But I'll also put those links directly on the YouTube video so you can access them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And also, guys, we are running a free trial at the moment with Runners Connect. So if you are looking to improve your running, to get guidance from our expert coaches, and just really being like fully monitored and help giving you a plan to go forward with, Coach Roy and I are both coaches on the Runners Connect platform. If you are not with us, we also have two really great female coaches in Coach Claire and Coach Haley as well. And we are taking on more athletes at the moment. So if you know of anybody who is looking for a coach who is trying to find some guidance and maybe a little bit lost in the situation that is our running right now, we are here to help them and help you kind of get on track and to find something that we can train for and continue to better ourselves. So I just wanted to plug that and just really try to just let everybody know that, you know, we're here to help athletes get better and develop, just as we have coaches and we're trying to develop ourselves through this period of time. We think it's really important that, you know, those who are looking for the help and advice of athletes and coaches themselves will come and look to us as well. And one other thing, so you mentioned the YouTube page. So we are doing live sessions every single day at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. Come and join us. Coach Roy and I are both hosts of that a couple times a week, as well as our other coaches as well. So please come and join us. And again, if you enjoyed this, you know, share our videos, like it, of course, and, you know, let us know what you think.
Totally. Yeah, I think that's a good way to go out. We're trying to do our best to provide resources during these strange times.
Very strange times.
Let's come out better because of it.
Absolutely. So again, guys, thank you so much for joining in today for our video or the podcast, if you're listening to it. Till next time, this is Coach Dylan Bellis.
This is Coach Rory Moynihan.
And you've been listening to Runners Connect Up Tempo Talks. Have a good run.
Yeah, have a great run today.
Absolutely.